Welcome to Life with Bethencourt, where life is always interesting.
We sold everything to live on the road full time,
despite having zero experience.
Now we bring you lessons, laughs, and stories from the road.
Buckle in for an entertaining ride.
It was so fucking traumatic.
What'd you just mic check with?
Spiderweb poop.
And why would we ever be talking about poop in a spiderweb?
Are you really going to make me say this?
Well, we might as well. You're the one who mic checked with spiderweb poop.
Guys, something terrible happened today. I had to take a spider web made of paper and tape it to the sides of our toilet, but not too tight because it had to have some give to it. I can't even make eye contact
with
you.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail.
This is really
right
uncomfortable
now.
Because I needed to send in a stool sample and it can't touch the toilet. So it literally was like, you remember making those snowflakes in school, that kind of paper
yeah.
where you like folded them and you cut them? It was that kind of paper, but kind of mixed with like the paper that you used to make sugar cookies on. I think it's called parchment paper. Yeah. And it had little stickers all over it. And you put it in the toilet as like a hello, I'm going to catch your poop in this parchment spider web. But then I was like, shit, I have to pee. So what do I do? So I had to lift the toilet seat where you're supposed to sit and put my ass on the under part.
Oh.
And pee and then like put it back down. But then my butthole knew what was happening and it would not release. It was like, there is a web underneath this.
I'm going to have to put all of this at the end in case someone cannot handle the details. These are brand new details, even to me. So what I'm hearing is you pooped in a Lisa Frank craft activity today.
Well,
with stickers
yes.
and cutout holes and parchment paper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was very, there was no glitter. There was no rainbow cheetah. It was not.
That would be concerning if there were.
I would actually appreciate if there was. I would be like, oh, okay. Like a little nostalgia as you poop in a web.
When I had to give a sample, I got a fry tray. So I feel like you're in a better position than I am.
It literally was like the fry tray you get at the fair when yep. you get like an elephant ear in
When we opened my kit the first time, I was like, wait, what?
It was like checkered. It was
yeah,
red,
it was
like
literally, it was literally like a food tray. And I was like, hold on. Wait, what did they give this to me for?
Honestly, I think I would have taken the fry tray.
I don't know.
The web, like, okay, so I'm going to draw our toilet. This is our toilet. No, this is our toilet. Like, this is where
you know
it
they
is.
Can't see it, right?
Yes, this okay. is explicitly for you and everyone else
okay.
can use their imagination.
Got it.
Like, the paper didn't sink down into the toilet. It was, like, 4 inches away from your butt. So what do you think would happen if you start pooping and you couldn't stop 4 inches away from your ass?
Oh, man.
So
well,
I panicked and I said, no, 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 no. And my body like knew it shouldn't come out. So I just sat there so stressed. This went on for like 6.5 minutes.
Yeah, I was on a call.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And you were texting me.
No, I put the phone down and then I like cleaned the whole toilet. Which then I ended up cleaning the counter like I was
not with the toilet,
sterilizing
right?
the scene
oh,
for
okay.
what was about to happen, like prepping for surgery. I don't know. It was not a great experience.
Yeah, that sounds pretty traumatic.
It was.
My traumatic poop story for the week is that I think
for the week, like they happen more than once.
I think I food poisoned myself on Friday evening and I proceeded to shit from like 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. And it was awful. I woke up at 5 a.m. with like stabbing pains. And thank goodness the next day was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
And I finally took some CBD products that we got from H&M Wellness mm-hmm. and praise the Lord in heavens above.
It like calmed you down and your butthole. I just said butthole down. Calm down. Stand by.
Whoa. Whoa there. Yeah. So thank goodness for those products because that stopped the roll.
We both
so to speak.
Had traumatic poop. Mm-hmm. incidents this week.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes back to poop, doesn't it? In the
yeah.
membership, it always comes
Kristen,
up.
Kristen, where are you? This is
Kristen,
your section.
Here you go. And like, this will be very interesting to transcribe. This will now be
true.
10 minutes of poop talk that mm-hmm. I get to make sure it's spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's kick this thing off. Welcome back to another episode of Life with Beth and Court. I'm Beth.
I'm Court.
And today we are asking each other 5 questions that the other does not know about.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I felt like we were going to call it something cooler than that. Like,
oh, what would you like to call it?
Something, something Q&A. Like,
so
everyday Q&A. No one knows Q&A. I don't know. It just needs a little spice.
No one knows Q&A.
No one knows it's what's
a terrible
coming.
Title. Yeah. Why don't you keep at it, champ?
Okay, I'll get back.
We're not
to you.
Exactly batting 1,000 with that
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's episode, I have no idea how we came up with this one. Was this a listener generated one?
I made it up and then I put it on the internet and people voted on it. So
that definitely sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
This episode today is sponsored by Adventure Seekers, our behind-the-scenes membership. You get to follow our adventures up close and personal.
Not, like, personal earlier mentioned.
No.
But, like, pretty up close.
Well, that's going to be at the end now, so yeah. You're really just throwing everybody
okay,
off.
Okay, I'll just stop yeah. talking.
So you get to follow our adventures behind the scenes, as indicated with behind-the-scenes membership. You get a first video every month, which is the first time we ever did something on our new journey. You get a dashboard confessions, which is when we turn on the camera and just talk. And as you can tell, we are very tangent prone. So the conversations, they start in one place and they just go. And you never know where they're going to end up. You also get a live Q&A with us where you get to ask anything you want and we will answer it. Those are very, very fun. I think they're probably my favorite part of the month.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of other goodies and bonuses that we put in along the way. And I would like to personally name everyone by name and thank them right now. But I know Beth would kill them. So I said that. Oh, no. Beth would kill me. She loves our members. So we have about 30 people in the group now, which is super cool. And it's a really great
fun place to have a positive vibe. You get to meet new people. You get support. You get it's like all the things that you wish you could have in a friend group.
Yeah. It's like a mixed bag of fun things. Like yeah. You reach your hand in the back.
Okay. Let's not reach our hands in any bags. This sponsor message has really gotten out of hand.
We'll get the hang of it. Like, it'll get better as we go. I think we should probably just record the episode and try again another time.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to kick this off or do you want me to? I know that you had written your questions long before I did.
Well, 3 of them, and then I gave you shit for not having 5, and then I only had 3. So, I don't know. I kind of want you to go first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. The tough part about this is I said, what kind of questions are we asking each other? Like, are they hypothetical or are they real questions? And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah, of course I'm not giving you an answer.
So anyway, that made this difficult because I don't know what level we're on.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm going to ask my question.
The preface is there that you have a mixed bag because you're not sure what was going to happen.
You really like the term mixed bag lately.
Yeah. Sprinkles from Ponderosa. I would like that. I would like to request that goes in the show notes. Sprinkles. The mascot.
Like a video
from Ponderosa.
Or what?
No, just like
picture.
I Googled him and he's very hard to find. So just will find
okay.
a very pixelated image of him standing in front of the ice cream machine.
Okay. Yeah. Included in our show notes
at
lifewithbethandcourt.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number 1. If you had to disown Halloween or baby otters, which would you disown?
What the fuck kind of game are you playing?
You
there?
Didn't tell me what kind of game we were playing.
Oh my God. You sicko? Baby,
you didn't tell me what kind of game we were playing. I thought this is the game we were playing.
I just got bad goosebumps.
Well, I mean, the question has been posed, so really, I mean, you have to answer it.
What was it? I have to disown one of them?
Yeah, if you had to disown Halloween or baby otters, which would you disown?
I can't. I sacrifice
you
myself.
Must. Sweetheart, that is not an option.
I sacrifice myself.
You don't have to kill one.
That's what you're making it feel like to me.
No, you just have to like...
Never acknowledge one again?
You just can't pledge allegiance to them anymore.
Sweetheart, you are playing dirty.
I'm not. I thought this was what this was. This is your idea.
Ugh, I didn't know you'd be so weird.
That's not weird. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
I can't answer it. I'll start crying. I can't. I sacrifice myself.
I don't think you get away with myself. That answer. That's not an answer.
I think it is.
No.
Ooh. Okay. I'm so displeased with you for making this a thing. And now I want to go make my questions way worse than what they are. If I had to not sacrifice one, not disown one, but I had to like love one more than the other, but the other was still involved
right.
in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be Halloween that I would keep.
Oh, okay.
That I would choose. But
okay.
there would be so many people dressed like baby otters on Halloween at all times.
Good, good compromise.
And then there would be real baby otters and real big otters that were dressed as other things on Halloween.
You're not allowed to have them, though.
They're not with me in my possession, but they're walking just, around trick-or-treating.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
For Halloween.
Trick-or-treating otters. Got
Thank
it.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Jeez.
All right, that was my first question.
You're a monster. Okay. Well, let's go with this one now.
Uh-oh.
If you had all technology taken away from you for the entire day, meaning no phone, no computer, internet crashed all over the world so you couldn't even borrow someone's device, everything was gone, your Kindle, your Apple Watch, your everything... That is, your ear pods were gone. Everything was gone.
Called ear pods.
Technology wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gone. What would you do with your entire day?
Well, that sounds like a terrible world. First
yeah.
of all.
Okay. Now we're on the same playing field.
I would.
Oh, and you can't have any friends.
What? You can't just keep making this worse.
It's just you walking around on the archaic earth.
Well, I guess you're just making my answer then. If there's nothing else I can do and there's no humans, I guess I would just aimlessly wander this world. Is that the answer you wanted me to say because of the one I just asked you?
No, like I'm asking like, okay, pretend like we were here and we were in this camper, but all the electronics were taken away and I went away. What would you do with the day?
You also said I can't have any friends.
Well, you don't have any friends here.
That's true. I would go hike that trail and listen to podcast.
Oh, no.
I would go hike that trail.
Which trail?
The one behind this camp. It's not a trail. I mean, you're not hiking it. You're walking it.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. And then I would probably look at a map and find a place I could go hike. Or I might just get in the truck and drive.
Where would you find a map if you couldn't find it on your phone?
At a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Right up the road at that stop sign. I would start a fire, kick it there.
Okay.
I'd probably throw a slab of meat on there. It's not true. It sounded like too far back for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would probably count down the hours until the day stopped, but
until you could have your
I would probably read an actual book, which would have to be yours because all of mine are on Kindle. So I would find one of your books, probably read the whole thing, and then I'd work out.
Okay, without your computer.
Yep.
So
just
you
with
just do some
I mean
stuff.
I used to be a personal trainer, so I used to literally create the workouts for people. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure I could come up with something.
You did. You used to write them in a book. I remember you had like this whole little map in your passion planner.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I created the warm-ups for my college hockey team. So the warm-ups that got us ready for every game because I was the only student certified as a personal trainer.
You could play hockey.
I could play hockey, except I wouldn't have a way of finding out how there's hockey around here. So thanks for that.
You could go to the gas station and talk to some local peeps.
That's true. I could do that. I would probably go up to Starbucks because I know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sip on some lattes and I might go to Lowe's and just roam the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got plenty of things. I used to play for hours in my room alone as a child. So
it took you a minute to get there, though. Let's be honest.
It did, but I think I would be fine.
Okay, fine.
There's my answer.
Was that uncomfortable for you?
I mean, when you don't know the questions, mm-hmm. it takes you a minute to come up with answers on the spot.
Yeah, I'm kind of horrified to see what comes after your first question.
This one's kind of fun. Okay. I think.
Yeah, for you.
It's something you gain instead of something you take away. If you could have X-ray vision, hear people's thoughts, or see the future, which would you choose?
Oh. I don't care about X-ray vision, so take that off the table.
All right. So hear people's thoughts or see the future.
I feel like it would be cool to hear people's thoughts, but then it would be like super overwhelming. And I already have a lot of thoughts in my head, which I just flashed back to us going to sleep last night.
Oh my gosh. I was like, okay, good night. We're finally on schedule. And I was like, hey, you know what I was thinking? Yeah. Okay. Well, can we talk about it tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, you know what we should do? Let's make a plan for a hypothetical situation that might happen in the future. Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Let's do that tomorrow.
I think I would go with seeing the future because then it would just alleviate a fuck ton of my anxiety.
That's true. Yeah. Good point. See, that wasn't so bad.
No. I almost asked you one like that, but I was like, that's kind of basic.
Oh, okay. A backhanded compliment. It wasn't even a compliment in any way.
Okay. Yep. This is the one I'm ready for. Why do you tell old man / dad jokes so much?
Because they're funny as fuck. That's not true.
Very debatable.
That's not true. I'm not sure. I think it just comes to my head.
I feel like it wasn't always there, honestly. I feel like I just started noticing it.
What's an example? Give an example to the people of what you're thinking of.
I can't because they're so horrible. And when they come out of your mouth, especially in front of other people, I'm like, what just happened? Or like sometimes I can't like give an example of what you say, but they're like very well-crafted old man jokes. Like... And then you just laugh hysterically by yourself. And I'm like, what is happening?
I do not laugh hysterically.
You do too. You do your weird old man laugh that goes with the weird old man joke. And you like slap your knee and you go.
It's a satirical laugh where you're like, see what I did there?
I think like you really think it's funny.
I mean, I do think it's funny. But because you can't give an example, we can't let the people decide for themselves.
You do it. A lot around children too, I've noticed. Like at first I thought it was just you doing it to me, but then I think you did it in front of Gianna and she like gave you a side eye and I was like, yeah.
Gianna's way too
she's
cool for
way
that.
Too cool for that. And you're still doing your satirical head back, slapping your knee laugh, and I'm like, sweetheart, no one thinks it's funny and I'm worried about you. So they've gotten more progressive. Maybe it's isolation. Maybe
I'm getting unfunny.
Well, no, maybe just like I don't know, but it's gotten to you and broken you a little bit.
I feel like maybe since you're around me nonstop, maybe I got less funny to you.
It's not that you're not funny. You're still very, very funny. Very funny. Like one of your top five qualities.
Oh, thanks.
But I don't know where the old man dad jokes come from.
What was the one?
I know.
There was a kid.
Yes. I'm thinking of the same one.
You know what it was? It was the little boy, the 3-year-old who really loved Maxwell.
Okay.
And he said the grandpa that was with him said something about, yeah, he's a skeleton. And I said, that's what happens if you don't drink enough water on a hot day.
Oh my God. Yes. And I was like, first of all, please don't fuck up this child. We are both in therapy and we've talked about things you don't say to children, which are imaginary lies that you think are
funny.
Well,
you're the one putting skeleton animals out for the children.
Guess what? It's educational. Animals have bones.
Okay, and when would you see an animal's bones? When it's dead. So I blame you for that. You're the bad influence here. Okay, ask your next question.
No, it's your turn now.
What? Oh, yeah, that was my question. All right. Number 3, if you could trade places with Selena or Paula Abdul, who would you choose? Minus how Selena's story ended, because obviously you wouldn't want.
You just thought of these all after dinner?
Yeah.
These are like cutthroat. Okay. So let's
cutthroat?
Yeah. You're just putting me
I'm
in
giving
impossible
you the
situations.
Chance
okay.
To be in one of your most admired people's shoes.
Which I respect that you listened to me enough to know that I wanted to be Selena.
Well, you don't really give me a choice.
I was 9 or 10 and I wanted to be Paula Abdul also.
You're still wearing hoop earrings like Selena right now.
Yeah. I really wanted to be Latina, mm-hmm. and I thought I could be once I saw Selena. Like, I thought I just had to dress the part. So I wore really tight, like faded blue jeans, you know, really tight white shirt, and I would slick my hair back.
Right.
Like, put water in it and mm-hmm. slick it back. And then I would wear the hoops, mm-hmm. the lipstick. And then I tried to have an accent. I never told you this part.
Oh.
But I thought, like, I would just make up a fake accent that I thought sounded Latina. And I would start talking like that. And my mom would be like, why are you talking like that? And I'd be like, obviously, because I'm Latina now.
Right.
So, that's really tough because I did love Selena. And I kind of love Jennifer Lopez as Selena.
Yeah, I almost added her to the mix. And then
she's
no, because the only reason that you would want to be her is because she played Selena.
But Paula Abdul was such a badass dancer, and she like made waves like her and Madonna in the 80s. And I think I would have to choose Paula Abdul.
Oh, really?
I think. Baby, you can't just do this to me.
I'm beating you at your own game is what I'm hearing.
I hate it. I know.
So you'll never want to play this game with me again, which I like. That's how I got my brother to stop making fun of me, by the way, when I was 11.
So this is just a coping mechanism for you.
He used to make fun of me ruthlessly, and I finally just got funnier and smarter.
Yeah.
He was like, and I had better comebacks, and then he left me alone. And I was like, oh,
I don't know I think we're equal in the funny land. I don't know how we would have like a face-off funnier.
I would say we're equally as funny.
I think I have more street smarts than you do. But I think you have more smart smarts than I do, which is what makes us so cool.
Why would you have more street smarts than me?
Because, babe, I just had to figure stuff out when I was younger.
You make it sound like you were running the streets.
Maybe I was.
Sweetheart, you were in Cadillac.
Yeah, well, anyone from Cadillac would be like, okay, yeah, she's got street smarts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think being in a rural town does not count as running the streets.
You don't know what goes on the streets of Cadillac.
Okay.
Anyway, I would say Paula Abdul because it was a vibe.
All right. Got through that one.
Barely.
This is dicey.
Okay. What is the most special memory you have of us together?
Oh, man. You went sentimental?
Uh-huh. I knew that'd catch you off guard. Are you going to your mind palace? Why is your hand up in the air? What is happening? Is that how you summon memories?
I need that Harry Potter one. Just suck them out of. Guys, I watched Harry Potter for the first time in my life.
All of them.
Yeah, we just watched all of them.
We kind of lost you when it got dark. And by we, I mean me and the Harry Potter crew.
Yeah, number 5. I was like, the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Why are these people so creepy looking?
I texted my sister and I was like, we finished the Harry Potters, but I lost Beth when we got to 5 and it got dark. She's like, yeah, I kind of thought that was going to happen.
Okay. What was the question?
Oh,
it was,
goodness.
What's your favorite special memory of us?
What was the most special memory of us you have together? No. Have of us together. What is the most special memory you have of us together?
That's hard. We have a lot of good memories.
Mm. That's a good answer, but you still have to pick one.
I love every birthday together.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, hold on. I would say,
I'm going to hold you to it because you fucking made me throw baby otters under the bus. So you have to pick one favorite special memory.
Either the
still not playing by the rules,
the Bulls game that we went to.
Ooh.
When it was like the first time that we were like secretly out in the open because we were in Chicago and very far from home.
We practiced holding hands because we were like in Chicago, we're safe because no one knows who we are.
And then the other potential memory is, oh, man, New Year's Eve Detroit Red Wings game.
Ooh.
Little Caesar Pizza. And they won for the first time in like a lot of games. And it was like at the buzzer and the whole place
they
jumped
went into
up.
Overtime.
They went into overtime. They won. Everyone was on their feet. Everyone's like high-fiving each other. And then we went home and the ball dropped.
Yeah. We went to the hotel. We didn't go home.
We didn't go home.
I told you we were their good luck charm. And what do I tell you when I tell you about things when we're at concerts and like venues?
That's true.
I say we will be on stage, we will be on stage. If I say that this will happen, this will happen.
I will say that the Old Dominion, being on stage with Old Dominion was quite a special experience as well together.
You are welcome.
I think
that's tough. You still have to pick one.
Yeah, and then we had some road trips that were really fun.
No, don't add more.
Okay.
Just pick one.
Right.
You already
it's the
have
hockey game.
Oh, I was gonna go Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard because Chicago, I still had a lot of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like basketball. So
that's fair.
And our seats were really high up.
Yeah,
because I didn't understand the stadium. I literally don't remember anything about it.
And we got our selfie stick taken away.
Oh my god,
he did
take our selfie stick.
They told us it was a weapon, so they confiscated our selfie stick.
True. I'm going with the hockey game. I love hockey. I love pizza. I love you. And they won, and it was New Year's, and everything was perfect about it.
I agree. That's a really special memory. Good job, baby.
Well, now I'm going to feel like an asshole because none of mine are
I kind of figured they wouldn't be, so.
Why do you not give me the heads up on those things?
Because it's a mixed bag. Sprinkles, baby.
All right.
You can think of one in your brain if you want.
Doesn't work like that for me.
You have to, like, prepare.
No. My Legos are already in place.
Okay.
I would have to disassemble the whole structure.
Oh, that's messy.
Yeah. Number four. What's one talent or skill you don't have but wish you did?
Oh, come on. You want to say it on the count of three?
No.
You know what it is.
I do?
Yes. One talent that I wish I had that I don't. What do I always say? I tell myself I have up until the age of 33 and there's still a chance. And then after 33, it's over.
I'm very behind on this one.
Baby.
I'm trying to think.
I always do something and then I'm like, man, I feel like there's still a chance up till 33. And then this year was such a hard year on my birthday because I accepted that it's over.
I got nothing.
I want to be a singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you think you can sing.
Well, I can sing. Well, but I mean, like, professionally. Like, that level
You never
of
say that.
Yes, I do. I always sing in the shower, and then I'm like, damn, I'm better at this than I thought I was. Maybe I should have had singing lessons. Maybe I still could have singing lessons. I bet I'm in my prime up to 33, and then after 33, it's all downhill.
Here's where this goes unfair. I think you've only had those conversations with yourself in the shower.
No, sometimes I say them to you out loud, and you giggle.
But it doesn't count if I'm not in the room.
No, I mean, I say them out loud to you.
Stop throwing your phone.
This is the old one.
Well, even so, you have to sell it.
I can sing. But, like, sing is, like, what I wanted. Like Whitney Houston, Katy Perry.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Girl Can Wail.
Yes. Like, I wanted that kind of sing. I really, really wanted to make music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember my best friend and I, Sarah, growing up, we would listen to M2M, and they had this song called Mirror, Mirror Hanging on the Wall, You Don't Have to Tell Me Who's the Biggest Fool of All. And literally, I don't know what the fuck we recorded it with, because I don't think phones were a thing at the time. But
probably a camcorder.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And we would, like, walk through the door of her house and, like, walk in the backyard. I would make her take music video footage of me. I made my sister do it. So maybe I just really want a music video. I don't even know that I need the singing part. I will lip sync and I want a music video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can still make that a reality because I know someone who can cut and edit videos.
Is it you? You know, you just signed yourself up for making a music video for me. With me, which means recording and doing it over and over till we get it right, and then editing it. But it's on the table. So I would say, like, being a kick-ass singer and having a music video. Okay. I don't remember what the question was, but I'm sure I answered.
It was what, talent or skill?
Yeah, music video singing. That's it. That's it. And I really wanted to be on TRL.
Again, I think that goes with the music and singing. Mm. Though.
Okay. Is this 4 or 5 for me? This is 4.
Yes.
Okay. If we were to get matching tattoos, what would they be?
God. I feel like you're like trapping me into like committing to shit.
I'm slowly planning our future. We can do the music video before the matching tattoo if you'd like.
Oh, thank you. How kind. Mm-hmm. So I can do a lot of work for you before I ink my body for you.
Yes.
Okay, got yes. it. All right, thank you for laying that out. Let's see. Matching tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Matchy, matchy. That make you cringe?
Well, we kind of already have a matching tattoo.
No, we don't. Oh, we do.
We absolutely do, and I definitely got it in support of you. So I'm glad you remember that. This has been a very fun journey. I'm pretty happy about my decision now, seeing as you see it every day on my arm. And forgot we got matching tattoos. Although, to be fair, I forgot in the beginning of that question, too.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. Okay. So, if you, like, that was our matching tattoo that I chose because I was getting that tattoo mm-hmm. for the symbolism. So, what would you choose for us to get as matching tattoos? See how I brought that right back around?
That's such a terrible question.
Yeah. Otters or Halloween? I will never forget that until the day I die, and I have a slight bit of resentment towards you,
well,
right,
sweetheart?
Now.
I'm memorable. What can I say? Let's see. Matching tattoo. Can I just say, like, we could get a matching half sleeve?
No.
Oh.
One single tattoo.
Well, I don't even know what tattoo I want right now.
Okay. We have time. We have all night. I'll sit here.
We
and wait.
Don't actually. Mm-hmm. Per our bedtime
like,
schedule, we need
you
to be
think
getting ready.
Of something like an animal or a shape or something that would symbolize our relationship in both of us to get a matching tattoo. I'm trying to make it easy for you.
Tasmanian devil spin.
I would never get that tattooed on my body, but
get
you're
it?
Not wrong.
Because it symbolizes us. And sometimes we're just a whirlwind.
Is no. that the thing that slobbers when he turns into a cyclone? Yeah, no. I'm a
I
hard
loved
pass on that.
Taz. When
I thought
little.
He was gross. I was like, can you get yeah. a napkin and wipe your mouth off?
Well, you think Jason Momoa is gross
he
too.
He is
and
gross.
I do not think
he
that.
He is gross.
No.
He is gross.
He has a beautiful
no offense.
Specimen.
Unless you, if you listen to this someday, Jason Momoa, I don't think you're gross like that. Like, I know I said gross repeatedly.
Yeah, I would love to hear you back out of this
I
now.
I am not sexually attracted to you.
All right.
But good for you for making all your muscles bumpy, because I guess that's what people want in life.
Making your muscles bumpy?
Yeah, like
who are
ripped
you?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripped is, yep.
Still waiting
is.
On a tattoo that is not a Tasmanian devil, because that was a terrible answer.
I would say we would get matching tattoo of lyrics.
Ooh.
That say, there is a,
there
story,
is a story here.
I feel it. I've been waiting for something real.
I've searched for something okay. real. You're so close.
Search for something real.
And I believe this.
And I believe this.
Am I just feeding you the lyrics now?
Lyrics aren't my strong suit. That's okay. why I get them tattooed.
And it would end with, you are my.
Oh, yeah. You are my reason why.
I would be okay with just that.
You are my
reason
why.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to get it when we go back to Traverse City?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Feel like I got All right. tricked in that question.
Question number 5.
Ooh.
And I do have a backup question that I'm probably going to ask.
Okay.
Question number 5. What are you going to do without Publix?
Why would you say that out loud?
I'm
You're
just
shredding
I'm
me.
I'm trying to mentally prepare you for Publix
well,
when it's not with us anymore.
Today, I actually have an answer to this because this is what I decided I'm doing today
oh,
and I didn't tell you about it.
Okay.
I'm going to stock up on as many of their things as possible. And I know we're already overweight a little bit, but I think it's worth it.
And you know that we have very small, limited spaces.
I've already scouted it out. There's extra storage under the bed. There's storage underneath where we're sitting in the dinette.
You're going to put food in our storage compartments.
My cupboards are pretty over full right now. So,
well, you know that most of the stuff that you like from them is refrigerated, though.
Yeah.
So
probably dry ice.
I guess I'm confused about
dry
how.
Ice.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a big cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm. I bet you could freeze the cheese.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The oat milk might be a problem. We could just stock the outside fridge with oat milk.
I see this is going to be a longer transition than maybe we anticipated.
Yeah. Like we're going to stock up till we run out. Like apocalypse style.
I'm actually glad that you didn't say I'm just going to have Instacart deliver it to whatever state we're in. Because I thought that's where you're going to go.
Complicated. No, we're just going to hoard it.
Not complicated. That's very expensive. Yeah. And they probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, okay. My backup question is, if we got a dog, what kind of dog would we get?
Dalmatian! I don't really know. Okay. I don't know. Because I've always wanted a husky. But then I found out that they have a high prey drive. And I don't want them killing other animals because that will traumatize me. And I already have enough trauma to work through. But I love huskies and I think they're really cute.
They
but
are
then
very cute.
All of a sudden, about the time you started telling old man jokes, I became obsessed with Dalmatians. Like I saw a Dalmatian on the interwebs and I was like, this is the cutest thing of my life. And I saved a picture of a puppy Dalmatian on my phone, and then I started seeing them everywhere. And literally, when we're walking at a campsite, the second I see a Dalmatian, I will soccer mom save Beth in the chest and say, "Stop talking, there's a Dalmatian, let's look at it." So,
which is weird because I feel like I've seen like three Dalmatians in my entire life, and we've seen two in our campsites in Florida.
Yeah, I think it's because the universe is like they're everywhere.
I think it was actually the same family that we saw at two different
campsites. It wasn't. Okay. I don't know. But Chantel has a Dalmatian. I saw it in one of her pictures on Facebook.
I don't know. You just said that like you're proving a point to me. And
I saw someone else with a Dalmatian. So those on a cuteness level would be my choices.
Aren't Dalmatians aggressive?
I thought that. I heard that they weren't good with children, but I'm learning as an adult that it's not so much about the breed. It's about how you raise them. And so I don't think that's true.
I thought that, too, because I know that pit bulls get a pretty bad rap, and they're not allowed at a lot of campgrounds. Mm-hmm. However, we watched a well-behaved pit bull eat a cat.
We did.
Didn't eat him.
Oh, that was really bad.
That was bad, and his owner literally was, like,
there was a lot
on top
blood.
Of him, trying
and
to, like, pull him off.
I still don't know what happened to that cat.
I don't either, and another pit bull just
killed someone's dog. And then we saw another pit bull. But here's the thing. I had two pit bulls and Misha was like the sweetest thing
ever. I'm not saying they can't be sweet. Yeah. That's not it at all. I think that dogs that have high prey drives though may just their instincts may kick in and they're not doing anything wrong according to their animal instincts.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes it just gets a bit unpredictable and when you're around a lot of people and a lot of their dogs. We see a lot of little dogs.
Yeah.
I would just be afraid that a husky or a Dalmatian might eat one.
I don't think so. But that's just on a cuteness factor. The responsible answer is we should learn about their personalities and see like which one is the best fit for us, unless they're ugly, because that's not going to work for me. And it's a very wide scope. Like the only dogs that I do not think are aesthetically pleasing.
Be careful because people have
them,
whatever they are.
I'm just saying everyone has aesthetically different preferences. Mm-hmm. And I do not like little dogs, like little tiny.
That's like an entire genre.
Like. Puppies are fine, but like the dogs that stay really tiny, like I don't care for Chihuahuas. I don't care for the Chihuahuas that are hairy. I don't know if they're the same breed or not, but I don't like their barks.
Their barks are real yippy.
Yeah,
they're pretty assaulting on your ears.
So I think I would want a husky. I would say a Dalmatian over a Husky at this point. Yeah, the times have really changed.
I've never really given much thought to a breed until Aaron and Levi got Piper.
We do want a Piper.
Piper is the coolest.
But if we got a trained coon hound, there's no guarantee it would be Piper's personality.
It definitely won't be Piper's
or
personality.
Or Alea. We would, or Leia would be super.
We don't even know
cute.
What Leia is.
We think she's a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
No,
but
we
we're
don't
not sure.
Because she doesn't
I
have.
We did.
No, because she doesn't have the ridge.
Maybe she didn't grow into the ridge yet. We're still.
No, sweetheart.
Deciding.
They have ridges from the beginning because their hair grows in the opposite direction up their back.
Well, we know the personalities of the dogs we would like, and it would be a Leia or a Piper, but you don't know until you get them.
Right. The bottom line is it's an individual dog choice.
Yeah.
Your last question.
Oh, I have it memorized. I don't have to look. What is the weirdest thing you've seen me do?
Oh, my God.
In our entire 5 years, what is the single weirdest thing?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm, like, steeped in your weirdness now,
I
though.
I know. That's why I thought it would be interesting that you have to pick the weirdest thing you've seen me do. Probably going to have to search the archives.
I don't know, because you and I are kind of both weird.
Yeah, I think we're weird in our own special ways, but you've got some weird, too.
I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue. Like, there's like, stuff that I'm always like, why do you do that? But I can't think of it.
Mm.
Help me.
No.
Give me some weird Mm-mm. shit you do.
I have one thought in my head of not something you saw me do immediately, but it was like a byproduct of something that you never let me live down.
Tell me.
It's when I flicked a booger at the wall and it stuck yes. there for like a year.
As a grown adult.
I didn't flick it at the wall. I flicked it and I had no idea where it went until we were moving a year and a half later.
Okay,
and I was like, is that a bug or is that a booger? And I was like, oh my God, I sat here and I flicked a booger like a year ago. And you're like, is that your human booger on the wall?
That is super gross. Especially because you're like trying to make it better by being like, no, I just aimlessly flicked it into our house. I didn't flick it at a wall. Why can I not think right now?
I don't know. You have a big mixed bag of things to choose
from. There's that phrase, yeah. Mixed bag again.
Now I'm doing it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The last two times it was on purpose.
Well, I've never seen someone use chapstick as obsessively as you.
Mm. You've also never lived with someone for a long time.
Also true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've lived with other humans.
Mm-hmm.
I've not lived with someone that I cohabitated with.
Right. I would think you'd find something weirder than that.
I know. I don't know why, like, my whole world is blank right now.
It's going to come to you at, like, midnight. You'll sit up in your sleep.
And I'm going to need to record it then.
Yeah. I'll find you over in the corner recording.
Like, I know there's weird shit that you do because it's, like, constantly a thing between us.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, I left you stumped on the last question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, my chance to call it your weirdness, but I can't.
I gave you permission. I laid the foundation, and you can't even get there. Going once?
I might have struck out on this one.
Going twice?
You're a very weird human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love the shit out of that. Because if you were normal, it would bore me a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just cannot think of anything right now.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come up with something.
Maybe. Well, there's our five. Five and five. Mm-hmm. Actually, I asked six.
Oh, I think I might have two. Mm. Whatever. Numbers are overrated.
We make our own rules, so yeah. Whatever. We hope you enjoyed getting to know us a little bit via our own weird questions to each other. This has been a unique podcast episode, and we hope you come back in 2 weeks to join us again for one that I think will be funny/kind of terrifying because we'll be talking about our biggest fears.
Our biggest fears, yeah.
So until then, you can find us on any social platform, and by that I mean Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at Life with Beth and Court. You can also find show notes over at lifewithbethandcourt.com. And if you're not a member already, check out our behind the scenes membership. You can check that out at lifewithbethandcourt.com/join. So until we talk to you again, keep building your best life.
Bye, guys.